Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A very great day at the very end of a very mixed year. And it's a great time of year if you follow movies at all, because what they do is they normally just shower you with quality movies at the very end of the year. Why? Because they want to have some chance for Oscar consideration. The Oscars are a very big deal, particularly at a time when there are a lot of people who are still avoiding movie theaters, and box office is just beginning to come back. Well, of course, not just beginning. The top movie of the year in terms of box office performance is the Spider-Man, the latest Spider-Man movie. And someday soon, one of my hopes for next year is that our world and our consciousness and our culture are not going to be so completely dominated by comic book superheroes. But there's another film based on a Marvel comic that is out this weekend, and I didn't know that it was based on a Marvel comic. It is the series of films. There have been two that have been very successful already called The King's Men. This one is called The King's Man, and it's a prequel also based upon some of the material in the Marvel comics. And the cast is interesting. I mean, it features Ralph Fiennes, for instance, Jaimin Hansu, and other people who have received Oscar attention. Ralph Fiennes, of course, is an Oscar winner. And it's about sort of an action-adventure comedy about the run-up to World War I. Yes, I know it sounds weird. There's also a latest version, musical version, heaven help us, of Cyrano with Peter Dinklage. We'll be reviewing that as well. We'll also be taking a look, a first look, at the eagerly awaited Medved Best of the Year list. And I just couldn't avoid it anymore because I'm voting on all of these various critics organizations for the Seattle Film Critics and for the Critics' Choice Awards, which are going forward. And no, it's not the Oscars, but it helps to shape the Oscars. And we do have our long-awaited Best of the Year list as well to be coping with. This is not the Best of the Year. This is a statement a little bit overboard, you think? It's what do you call somebody who is worse than a terrorist? Worse than a leader of a terror movement? Well, that is a question raised by a Democratic operative named Juliette Kayyem. She once ran for governor of Massachusetts. She's a graduate of Harvard Law School, and she's also a CNN national security analyst. And here's what she said about the upcoming anniversary of January 6th. This is clip three.
So if you think you were too kind to call him a extremist leader then, what would you call him now?
Well, he continues to be the leader of an organization that uses violence or the threat of violence to disrupt democratic processes. That is terrorism. And I think, you know, we tend to focus on different pieces of the post-January 6th world. So we have the election systems and the states and the fights over states and voting rights. We then have the investigation, the January 6th, and then all the cases that are going on against people who were the Capitol. But I think we sometimes forget that what's sort of connects everything is violence and the threat of violence that now animates so much of our political discourse coming from Republican leadership, from right-wing media. And it's not just, you know, it's not just sort of random violence. I mean, it's targeted against secretaries of state, against various congresspeople. Of course, we even see it percolate into the COVID space against attacks or language against leaders. And so it's that acceptance of violence and the threat of violence as part of a political agenda that I think I underestimated on January 6th.
She's talking about her classification of President Trump as the leader of a terror movement. And again, has there been as clear a denunciation of what happened on January 6th as there should be? No, there hasn't. And will President Trump likely deliver that kind of denunciation? No, I think it's unlikely. But it's something to talk about, but it seems to me that trying to identify the entire Republican Party with threats of violence and using violence as a tool is just unfair. Because even if you look at the violence on January 6th, yes, the attack on police officers, but to get into the fact that the only death there was from one of the police officers. And the police officers deserve all the credit in the world for their behavior on January 6th. Because when you look back on that, and again, it's just about a year ago, just try to imagine if they had not been so heroically restrained in their use of firepower against demonstrators who were attacking them, what could have happened in this country and what could have happened in Washington, D.C., which would not have been the fall of our democracy, but it could have been a seriously violent incident, which, because of the outstanding job of law enforcement that ended up being done there, and by the Virginia State Police, who, by the way, arrived like the cavalry rescuing people at the end of an old Western, if it had not been for that, it could have been a very, very ugly and even more tragic episode. Speaking of tragic episodes, there is a report about a Minnesota school board that is unanimously voting to pay non-white teachers more as they segregate their staff. How is that not illegal? Here is the report from Newsmax. Listen.
The largest local school district in the state of Minnesota has voted to pay teachers based on what color they are, effectively. The Mankato School Board recently voted unanimously, to amend a district policy that only non-white teachers could receive additional financial incentives to become mentors to their other non-white colleagues. Basically, if you're not white, you get more money. The new measure also places Black and American Indian teachers in work environments with staff of their own race. So, yes, welcome back to segregation. The liberal kind that's supposedly nice and great. Somehow the school board insists this is not segregation, though, and it's just to prevent teachers from feeling isolated from the white majority.
Okay, this is a woman from the school board trying to justify this policy. Listen.
When you're one of a majority, it can be very isolating and lonely. To have a support system in place for them is not to segregate them. It is absolutely to support them.
Okay, and Representative Burgess Owens of Utah heard about this policy. Burgess Owens, of course, is African American, and he said this.
It shouldn't be legal because we outlawed segregation, bigotry decades ago. By the way, this is old school racism. Understand that's what it comes down to. I know I grew up in that time when it was segregated and it's KKK, Jim Crow. By the way, it was a Democratic Party at that time, too, that wanted to separate us based on color. So that shouldn't be something that's new to us. But I look at it very simply this. You have a teacher who comes into a classroom. Can that function because other people around her are not her color? She needs to find or he needs to find another job. We don't need to have racists teaching our kids, and we don't need to have also, this is important, a society in which we look at Black people as not being able to compete through meritocracy.
Right.
That's what the message is here.
Okay, and the idea that somehow the teaching of a Black teacher is worth more payment than the teaching of a white teacher, Isn't that color coding somebody's work? It's outrageous and ought to be opposed. We will be right back on the MedVed Show.
Introducing the all-new My Slippers from MyPillow. 2 years in development. Designed to wear indoor, outdoor, all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. And made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, you can get 50% off the new My Slippers. They're super comfortable, and you'll like them so much you'll want to get pairs of them for the entire family. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener's square and use promo code MEDVED. That's promo code MEDVED, M-E-D-V-E-D. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Giza Dream bed sheets, the mattress topper, and towel sets. Call right now, 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280, and use promo code MEDVED. Or go to the web at MyPillow.com. The all-new My Slippers from MyPillow.
Small investors shamed Wall Street by running the price of certain stocks way up to the detriment of big hedge funds, social media, and trading platforms, then kept investors from buying stock. A financial war is being waged in America. With all this volatility, now's an even better time to protect your net worth and own precious metals as part of your portfolio. Nick Rovich, who's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has always been fair and honest with my precious metals holdings, and now, more than ever, it's a good time to own tangible assets like gold, silver, and platinum. AmFed can show you smart choices, which have been proven winners time and time again. Call Nick and his team at AmFed today, 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694, or visit AmericanFederal.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
And on the Michael Mann. Medved Show. It is our last live broadcast of the year, the day before New Year's, and finally the day when I decided, having watched a bunch of extra movies this week, none of which are on the best or the worst of the year list, by the way, it is time to unveil First Glance, and I reserve the right to to alter things, but not alter them entirely. The 10 best movies of 2021. Fanfare, please. And it's interesting. It's one of those things that is a habit in the movie community. Is long about June, July, August, people are very commonly saying, what a terrible year for movies. Boy, this is the worst year for movies in history. Every single year, there's some yo-yo out there that says, this is the worst year in all of history for movies. And then a bunch of pretty good movies start coming down and turning up at the end of the year. And let me just tell you about some of the very good movies that hit, and some of them much earlier this year. For instance, one of the better movies at the very first part of this past year was In the Heights, which for people who loved Hamilton, as I loved Hamilton, this was the first work. It was actually, In the Heights was something that was partially written when it was in college for Lin-Manuel Miranda. And the music is actually exhilarating and exciting. It's not quite as great as the music in West Side Story. But the In the Heights movie is just wonderful. The dancing is wonderful. The choreography is wonderful. What it's about is about the neighborhood of Washington Heights and a number of young people, most of whom, not all of whom, are Latino, interacting in love, in business, in educational opportunity, and a lot of it is basically rap, but that you can understand, and is ultimately very touching and very uplifting, and I think tremendously pro-American. It's one of those things that I loved about that movie, which would be on my best of the year list. Going from the bottom of the best of the year list, my number 10 for this past year is Julia, which is not, no, about my granddaughter. It's about Julia Child, and it's a documentary that is lovely. It will make you cry. It's about not only a love for food, which Julia Child, the great TV chef, had, but a marriage that was very durable. And speaking of durable marriages, but one that ultimately didn't last, Being the Ricardos is number 9 on my list. Another great performance from Nicole Kidman. She will get an Oscar nomination, if not an Oscar. And Javier Bardem is wonderful as Desi Arnaz. And for people who have some affection for the old Lucy show that used to rule TV, the film is fascinating. And it's based by Aaron Sorkin, who wrote and directed, on a real incident. Also based on a real incident that nobody knows this. The tragedy of Macbeth. Macbeth was a real king of Scotland. He probably wasn't quite as evil as the fascinating character that Shakespeare creates. There have been a bunch of big movie versions of Macbeth, one with Orson Welles, one that just came out a couple of years ago in color with Scottish locations. This is black and white. It's by Joel Coen, and his wife, Frances McDormand, is Lady Macbeth. She is sensational. The English and the emotions are comprehensible, and they are devastatingly delivered. It's a truly wonderful work of Shakespeare, with imagination and imagery that will stay with you. The number 7 on my list is a movie you've heard me rave about, and I've taken on the lead actor here, has been a guest on the show. It's a basically an adaptation of a one-man show done by an actor named Max McClellan, who does C.S. Lewis. And the movie's called The Most Reluctant Convert, Hidden Life of C.S. Lewis. And the hidden life is that he didn't always start out as a deeply Christian writer. How did he get that way? This movie uses his own words to recreate it. It's as if you were sitting down at a British country pub with C.S. Lewis and actually talking to the man while incidents from his past sort of flash by in the background. It's a wonderful film. Almost everyone I've spoken to has seen it, and it should be more people, has loved it. A lot of people have seen Free Guy, the Ryan Reynolds movie with Jodie Comfort, who is the hot new British actress who is terrific in this film and also in another best film of the year, The Last Duel. But Free Guy is imaginative. I am not a huge fan of video gaming, but this has a main character who actually lives in a video game, and a secondary character who is one of the designers of that game. And it's all fascinatingly and cleverly put together with terrific special effects, and Ryan Reynolds is both funny and likable. Another film that more people need to see is a film with just two actors in it, really. The only two who appear are James McAvoy and Sharon Hogan in Together. They don't need to make any more pandemic movies. I hope there's no more pandemic. But this is a terrific pandemic movie about people trying to keep together a relationship. It's not a marriage, but it's a relationship. And they have a child. And they rail at each other. They are funny. They are believable. And it is tour de force acting that really is Oscar worthy on both their parts. A British film. And even if you don't know anything about the state of Britain right now, they've had even a worse pandemic experience than we have. The film is memorable and extraordinary. And then Belfast, which is a major Oscar contender, Kenneth Branagh writing and directing, about his experience growing up in Northern Ireland. The film is in black and white. And it is one of those films, like if you remember a film, Roma, from a couple of years about growing up in Mexico City in a family with some troubles and challenges. This is like that, but it is full of love, and that kind of love and life infuses every frame. And then that brings me to my two best films of 2021, which we will get to, including a bunch of new films that are released this weekend. That and more coming up on The Michael Medved Show.
More of Michael Medved in a moment.
That supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender-scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Three people are now testing positive for coronavirus every second. It's a startling statistic as the nation hit nearly 2 million cases this week. That means the daily average is up to 277,000, the highest of the pandemic. The uptick comes as the CDC this week shortened the recommended time individuals need to isolate if they test positive for COVID-19. The agency cut the time frame from 10 days to 5. This, as Surgeon General Vivek Murphy reminds everyone, that getting vaccinated protects you. The Surgeon General has a blunt warning.
The most important role of vaccination is to save your life and keep you out of the hospital.
President Biden and Russian President Vladimir Putin talking today. The two set to discuss the situation at the border of Russia and Ukraine. USA Radio News.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
And on the Michael Medved Show, with reviews of new movies, including The King's Man, The Matrix Resurrections, and we also have a new version of Company that is worth seeing, and Cyrano, which is an Oscar contender. It's been nominated for Golden Globes for acting for Peter Dinklage. We'll get to that in just a moment. Okay, first up, two more movies in my Best of the Year list, and we will be posting the Best of the Year list on New Year's Day, I believe, on our website at michaelmedved.com, and hope you will go there and hope you will join us as a Medhead Plus member at a budget rate still available if you go there now at 22 cents a day. It's like $79 for a year, for every day of the year. It's worth checking out. The two movies that I would list as the two best of the year, and it was really tough going back and forth to think which one should win my coveted designation as the best of 2021. The one that as a runner-up is a remarkable film that almost nobody saw. And the film is called The Last Duel. And it's a great film by Ridley Scott. He had the misfortune of having a much lesser film, The House of Gucci, come out later in the year. But The Last Duel is a true story from 1387 in France. And it is about a knights in the medieval era who get involved with a duel that is shown on screen. And it's trial by combat, where basically Matt Damon plays a nobleman who is married to a beautiful young woman, and she accuses an associate of his, played by Adam Driver, of raping her. And the way it's done, and this actually happened in 1387, right outside and inside Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris, it came down to a duel to the death to see which individual should be believed. Here's some dialogue from that film.
The most unspeakable charge has been brought against you.
Jacques Legree entered our home. He attacked me.
The accusation is false.
I am telling the truth.
The truth does not matter. There is only the power of men.
This should be settled quietly.
Okay, it's not settled quietly. The duel, which it plays out in real time, it goes on. It's brutal. It's brilliantly staged. I think this is one of the best films that Ridley Scott, who has done Gladiator and so many films. Blade Runner is a famous Ridley Scott film. This could be his best film so far. And the guy's in his 80s. It is a wonderful film. And were it not for a real classic that came out at the end of the year, the real classic is West Side Story. And I know a lot of people say, West Side Story, I saw that already. This is different. New energy, new youthfulness, new dramatic impact, and the camera work, and the sound, and the music, and the performances are all superb. This is one of those rare films that you see, and it just gives you pleasure to see how well executed it is, with perhaps the best Broadway score ever written by Leonard Bernstein, with lyrics by the late Stephen Sondheim, and with Steven Spielberg handling the cinematic aspects. This 2.5-hour movie will leave you on a high. Listen.
This is my first time in New York City. I want to be happy here. I want to make a life, a home. I never seen you before. I'm a Puerto Rican.
Is that okay?
Do you want to start World War III?
You keep away from him as long as you're in my house.
I'm a grown-up now, Bernardo. I'm going to think for myself.
Okay, that's, by the way, Rachel Zegler, who is incandescent as Maria. She's 20 years old. And, oh, is she wonderful. And this film can make you forget all about Natalie Wood and Richard Boehmer and Russ Tamlin and people from the 1961 film. It's a joy. Go see it, and see it on the big screen if you can, because it is spectacular to watch. I actually ventured out to the big screen to see it. Big movies released this weekend, and some of them actually having their own Oscar hopes. Cyrano, which is a version of Cyrano de Bergerac, and it's directed by a very gifted director who has an artistic touch named Joe Wright. And it stars Peter Dinklage. And part of the problem with the film is Haley Bennett. Now, this, of course, is a redo of an oft-told tale. It's based on a real-life individual who lived in the 1640s and 50s. And Cyrano was a poet. He was actually a science fiction writer, too, that they don't really touch on in the movie. He wrote a very early book about a trip to the moon. It's kind of interesting. And the way that Cyrano is in the original play is he is a noble guy, heroic, brilliant, but he has a big, ugly nose. Really big nose. And yes, this is what Roxanne, that Steve Martin comedy, was based on. And Cyrano is in love with Roxanne, who's played in this film by Haley Bennett. And what's different in the film is it's Peter Dinklage, and he's, as he uses the term himself, midget, to describe himself here and on screen. It's a very, very different movie, because obviously it's a much bigger challenge even to be 3 feet tall than to have a big nose. The film, unfortunately, is a musical, and as wonderful as the music is in West Side Story, this is really lame and pedestrian music. Here's some clips from the film.
Cyrano?
Cyrano.
Pleasure to meet you, Cyrano de Bergerac.
You're a freak.
My dearest friend, I'd be very angry with you if you died.
My sole purpose on this earth is to love Roxanne.
Does she know?
Okay. Cyrano takes up friendship with a fellow guard, a fellow soldier in the French army, and he agrees to write love letters on his behalf for Roxanne, where he's really writing for himself, but he feels that he can't be loved because he's not tall and handsome. Okay, it's touching at moments, but it is way overstated, and the problem is Haley Bennett plays Roxanne, and she is kind of a very bland and not terribly interesting or dynamic leading lady where all of this is based around her. It's rated PG-13. There are some battle scenes that are fairly intense and some fight scenes that are fairly intense. 2 stars for Cyrano, and especially when you have the 1895 play and a 1950 Oscar-winning film with José Ferrer, which is still wonderful to watch. That, if you want your dose of Cyrano de Bergerac, is the one to see. There's another film that's part of a series, and it's a series that many people have enjoyed up to now. It's a series called King's Men, and this is a movie called The King's Man, which is all about a Secret Service agency, originally dramatized in a Marvel comic book, and it's a Secret Service agency hidden behind a very exclusive Savile Row British tailor. So how did this start out? It started out way back in World War I. This new film with Ralph Fiennes and Jaimin Hansu and Riff Issens and all kinds of distinguished performers. Is it worth seeing? We will get to that and to Matrix Resurrections coming up on the MedVed Show.
Everyone's basically good.
I've had several knee injuries on my left knee, and so over time, stiffness set in with a great deal of pain. So I went ahead and ordered the starter packet, and after about 2 weeks, I started noticing results, and after they were gone and I reordered, let's say 6 weeks in, my pain was virtually gone, but the big bonus was that the stiffness was also virtually gone, and so therefore my problem with my left hip also went away. I'm very happy I decided to try it and will continue to use it.
You can get a 3-week quick start for just $19.95. That's 95 cents a day. What a good investment. Nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. You can go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor. That's michaelmedved.com, banner for Relief Factor, or call 833 toll free 654-PAIN, 833-654-PAIN. Okay, how crucial are faith and freedom really to America? Ronald Reagan called faith and freedom the twin beacons that brightened the American sky. What did Reagan mean? Well, you can find out at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College, which has just launched a new course on the legacy of Ronald Reagan. This is very important because the course is posted online at the Institute's website, faithandfreedom.com. The course is led by Reagan biographer and expert Dr. Paul Kangor, frequent guest on my show. And the course includes Professor Kangor's one-on-one interviews with the likes of Bill Bennett, Ed Meese, Peter Robinson, Michael Reagan, and more. It's a remarkable offer that you will truly not find anywhere else, and it's free. Yeah, it's actually free. While you're there at faithandfreedom.com, also check out the many articles and lectures on topics from freedom of conscience to critical race theory, from Madison and Lincoln to Churchill and Reagan. You can find all of this and much more on the website at the Institute for Faith and Freedom, faithandfreedom.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Okay, I know it's tomorrow night, but this is the day that we're on live, wishing everybody a very, very happy New Year. And we're going to actually play a history program. It's one of our most recent, in fact, I think it is our most recent history program produced specially for this show. And it's about the all-American boy, Theodore Roosevelt. Teddy Roosevelt, he didn't like being called Teddy. He associated that with a childhood names, and he was Theodore. And his story is a remarkably American story for a remarkably wonderful human being. And we make that case to try to counter all the morons who are so active in trying to tear down his statues, even taking down his statue from in front of the New York Museum of Natural History, which he helped to build up. His father was one of the founders of the New York Museum of Natural History, and they took away his statue because he was riding in the statue, and there's a figure of a person of color and a figure of a Native American who are riding behind him, or actually walking behind him. In any event, that's the world of politics. Now, people may want to escape from that by looking at some of the politics from 100 years ago, actually more than 100 years ago. There's this new movie, The King's Man, and this is meant as a prequel for the other King's Men movies, which starred Colin Firth. This one features Ralph Fiennes, and he plays a British nobleman, the Duke of Oxford. There is no Duke of Oxford, but there is in this movie. And he becomes convinced after something that happens in the Boer War in 1904, which was a particularly brutal war. He is going to try to work for world peace, and he's going to do that secretly in the midst of interaction on the very eve of World War I. Listen.
We are the first independent intelligence agency. Refined but brutal. Civilized but merciless.
Welcome to the club.
Very clever.
It's time to pour fuel on the fire of revolution.
Okay, the film is a hoot. And what's fascinating to me is it actually is going to teach some history to people. I mean, most people don't know that concentration camps, and the term concentration camps, were first used in the Boer War, a war between the British in South Africa and the Dutch settlers who were known as Boers, or farmers, basically. And they were the victims of the concentration camps. That's dramatized in this film. Rhys Ifans, who is a very fine actor, plays the mad monk Rasputin, who was involved in the royal court in Moscow. There are portrayals of Tsar Nicholas and the Kaiser Wilhelm of Germany and King George V of Britain, who were all first cousins and grew up together. They did. They were all grandchildren of Queen Victoria. They're all played by the same actor very cleverly in this film. And the assassination of the Archduke Franz Ferdinand, who was the apparent heir to the Austro-Hungarian throne, that's actually really happened the way it is portrayed in the film, which was there was a bomb that didn't go off, that didn't kill him, and then he turned a corner and after giving a speech and relaxing, made a wrong turn in front of the bar where the failed assassin was waiting to plug him. All of that is in the film. And the problem with the movie, and the reason it's just 2.5 stars and not more, is because there is simply too much lengthy combat scenes, and Ray Fiennes is a wonderful actor, and he's supposed to be an older gentleman, but showing him doing superhuman stunts and jumping out of airplanes and parachuting and going to hideaways of organized bad guys, who, by the way, they include and stay for the end of the film. There's a little surprise at the end of it. The organized bad guys include Vladimir Lenin, which is kind of interesting and fun. There is a great deal of violence in it, some of it comic, because this is basically a comedy adventure series. But as a prequel, as a way of showing up how the King's men actually organized, it's fun to watch. There's one more movie that I will mention here, which is Matrix Resurrections. This is the fourth Matrix film. The original film came out in 1999. It's a long time ago. And the original film was great. It was clever. It was original. And set up these characters, Neo, played by Keanu Reeves, and his significant other, who's Trinity, who is played by Carrie-Anne Moss. They're both in this film, too. But the other major stars, people like Lawrence Fishburne, who is Morpheus, they now have sort of a Morpheus look-alike, who's supposed to be Morpheus, but they say it's not the same guy. Okay, fine. They also have a secondary replacement for the Hugo Weaving character, who was Agent Smith, who was another bad guy. The problem is the whole idea of the Matrix is the notion that human beings only exist in a deep sleep, in a deep slumber, while their vital fluids and vitality in life is being siphoned off by machines who have taken over the whole world and are using this human vitality to somehow dominate the world. Okay, that can be interesting enough, but not when it goes on for 2.5 hours and with extremely brutal but not particularly imaginative or affecting combat scenes and terrible acting on all parts. I mean, Carrie Ann Moss is now 57 playing Trinity, and with her and Keanu Reeves having talking about how they can't remember anything from their past life. The one clever thing about Matrix Resurrections, their fourth film, is that Neo, the main character who's supposed to be a messianic figure to save the whole world, is now working as a game designer, and he has designed a very successful game called The Matrix, which is a way of covering up this big secret that is supposed to be about the nature of reality. And you remember this whole thing about take the red pill or take the blue pill? Taking the blue pill actually keeps you in the dark. Taking the red pill is supposed to reveal reality. Take another pill. This is a bad film. And 1.5 stars. It is rated R because some of the chase and violence and suspended in the air and stopping bullet scenes, exactly what you'd expect from people trying to capture or recapture some of the audience from the first film. The first film was a big success. The next two films were flops. This one, I think, is headed in that same direction. 1.5 stars for Matrix Resurrections. Now, resurrecting something else, Stephen Sondheim, one of the greatest Broadway composers, writers of all time. And one of his great shows was a show called Company. That's Company as in keeping company, as in marriages and friends. And there's a 2011 stage version of Company that's classic, that they filmed before a live audience in Lincoln Center. It stars Neil Patrick Harris. There's also Stephen Colbert is in it, and Patti LuPone is in it, and Martha Plimpton is in it, all sorts of people. And you feel like you're in a live theater, and you can see it on YouTube. It's available now, and I believe it's available. I mean, in other words, you don't have to pay for it. And it is adult entertainment, but some of the songs in Company and some of the musical numbers and some of the performances are just lovely. And for people who love Broadway at all, or even like Broadway, I think you can get a kick out of it. The show was actually written and premiered on stage in 1970. This was made in 2011. But it's getting a new push now, and I think people would enjoy it thoroughly. 3 stars for the re-release of the 2011 Company on YouTube. And coming up, the Theodore Roosevelt special tomorrow. And then on Monday, we'll face all of the activities of the new year. How is President Trump going to handle and position himself regarding the January 6th observance, which is coming up next week, to challenge this greatest nation on God's green earth?
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5280. 901-424-5280. That's 901-424-5280.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.